Hello, this is Lucas Weber for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. My summer internship has ended, which means last Tuesday was my last time covering Tonko Tuesday for the summer. During my last coverage of the event, something a little different happened. A circle was formed outside U.S. Representative Paul Tonko's office, and each member of the rally spoke about why they continue coming. It was sincere, it was from the heart, and listening to each person speak reminded me about the power that our stories give us all. These are the people that come every week demanding action to protect our environment.
And I've actually known Paul for about 40 years. And I first met Paul when he was a staff person for Assemblywoman Gail Schaefer. And, you know, for 30 years I ran a statewide anti-hunger group. And I worked a lot with Paul. He often spoke at our events and our rallies, press conferences. I always assumed he was pretty progressive. He was certainly progressive on hunger issues. When he got to Congress, I began to lobby him on the carbon tax, which he was not good on. But about 3 or 4 years ago, I began to hear from some of my colleagues who were fighting gas pipelines that Paul was actually very bad on fossil fuel issues. And I was at a Bethlehem Town Hall forum on climate that the League of Women Voters organized, and suddenly there was a screaming match out in the hallway, and it was Paul yelling at the gas pipeline activists because they were trying to get him to come out and oppose pipelines, which he was not doing. And then about 3 years ago, on behalf of Food and Water Watch, I tried to get him to co-sponsor the Off Fossil Fuels Act, which every single Democratic Congress member of New York State co-sponsored, other than Paul. And suddenly, after we've been relatively friendly for 40 years, he was suddenly running away from me at events, and especially when I was showing up with my microphone for the radio station, and really began to push him a lot harder on climate change. And he just had a lot of excuses why he would not support it. And then he came out with the Clean Futures Act, which had so many false solutions in it. My wife, of course, very upset about the garbage incineration issue, since we've been spent 10 years shutting down the Albany Ansys incinerator just a mile from here. And so we cannot afford to have Paul Tonko continue to be our spokesperson in Congress.
My name's Terry Robin. I'm here because it's a matter of survival for all of us and all of the living beings on the earth and our kids, our grandkids, you know, the future and the present. And the past, because we definitely haven't learned anything yet. Our governments haven't, anyway, from the past. So we just have to keep on going. It's the analogy of, you know, if you think you're too small to make a difference, try to sleep with a mosquito. And the thing is, it does work, but you have to have a lot of mosquitoes, and you have to be persistent. And like Pete Seeger says, and because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow race, it's too soon to die. And that's the thing. We can't be defeatists. We can't be fatalistic. A lot of people are, and particularly young people, when they look at, you know, what they're facing. And I felt that way when I was young, too. I thought it was a pretty crappy world back then. And there's a lot of good. There's a lot more good than bad. But we have to really get the bad out. And by the way, I will change your repeat offenders to repeat defenders.
Okay. And this is Terry Sussman, the climate
sledge. Hi, I'm Pete, married to Terry, and that song and the other song she sings are what grab my soul and remind me to get off my ass and do something. As Greta Thunberg has so eloquently put it, it's, we don't need to go to study it for another 20 years. We need to act now. And so that's what we need to do, because Mother Earth is on fire. She has an infection of stupid human being corporate ideas, and she's getting a fever. She's getting hotter. She's sweating like crazy, and flooding some of the places in Rensselaer and other places. So we need to do it, and we need to do it now. We need to build a better future. And that's a song, but I'm just saying it because I can't sing very well. That's Martin.
Martin Manley, Schenectady. In order to have a future that's clean, green, and socialist, we have to defend the environment from the depredations of greed and capitalism in the present.
Time is definitely running out, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling all this anxiety just from everything I see around me. I mean, we've known it for years and years, but just the forest fires, that, you know, it, the floods, it all just makes it much more, you know, real and immediate. So I'm here to join with others in holding Tonko accountable and making New York a model state for climate justice.
Thanks, Mayor.
Hi, folks. I'm Zach Smith. I used to be a scientist. I used to teach science, geology, environmental sciences, and yes, climate science. So this is one of those issues that has concerned me for a long time. Frankly, I'm tired of elected officials telling us that we're being too ambitious, because I know the science. The time for ambition was 30 years ago, longer. It's time to act, and we have less than 10 years to really turn this around and make sure that we aren't leaving our kids an unrecognizable world. So that's why I'm here. We have limited time to get the real work done.
Hello, my name is Gary Lessard. My colleague, Congressman Tonko, is an engineer, and I'm an engineer, and we've been taking courses for a long time studying about the environment and what the negative effects of climate change are and fossil fuel on our environment. And I'm very surprised that Congressman Tonko is falling short. Especially on this bill that he's supporting. We need to move a lot faster, and he knows that because he has to take credits to be an engineer just like me. And every year or so, he has to have so many credits, and a lot of those credits have to do with the environment and have to do with a lot of global warming issues. So I'm really surprised and disappointed that he's given up not only on our country, our world, but also on his profession before he was a congressman. Thank you.
This is the type of event that I, thank you, really believe in, because this campaign is about working with and through independent community movements. So I'm not here to, because I believe that Paul Tonko isn't doing, let me just say this. If this campaign loses, we will work harder than we work on this campaign to make sure that Paul Tonko wins in the general election. So this campaign, it's not about making Paul Tonko a weak candidate. It's about making him a stronger candidate, about making him a strong candidate. And we do that through having a discussion, a debate on these issues that people really care about. I think I see a lot of weakness in the general election, in his race against Liz Joy. I think he needs to connect better with young people. I think he needs to stand up for the environment. And I think he needs to, frankly, work with groups like this if he's to have a better chance of winning. I want to say I'm running to make Paul Tonko a stronger candidate if we lose. And if we win, then that would be incredible, because he's never even been challenged in the Democratic primary in the 13 years that he's been in Congress. And this would be just an incredible upset.
That was everyone who spoke last Tuesday, but many more people can be seen on the street corner outside Paul Tonko's office every Tuesday at noon, putting pressure on him to take more action to protect all of us from climate change. To learn more about the event and the people involved, please email Sandy Steubing at steub@gmail.com to get on the mailing list. Like Terry said earlier, it may seem like the rallies every Tuesday don't make a difference, but small things can be very powerful. Like trying to go to sleep with a mosquito in your ear. Terry and everybody else at Tonko Tuesdays are the mosquitoes, and Paul Tonko is the ear. Thank you for listening. This has been Lucas Weber for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.